Bez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh and final chapter in the Ram Sechas Mam, the laws of rebellious ones, and Sefer Shaftim, the book of Judges, where in this Perek we continue with the final character for the rebellious ones, that known as the Ben Sayer Mori, the rebellious and wayward son, which in Halacha after Ram qualifies what this is. Ben Sayer Mori, the rebellious and wayward son, Ha'am Batera, that's mentioned in the Torah, her in this Parsha by Skila, the Pasuk says explicitly that he gets stoned to death. But, we know there's a principle that the Pasuk will not give a punishment unless it gives a warning. The Hechen Hezer, where does it say in the Torah the warning of the Isser of the Ben Sarimar? It's a Pasuk Miyikra, a vague and ambiguous Pasuk, Loisoich L'Adam, which actually means many different things. Don't eat on the blood. But one interpretation is Loisoich L'Achila, don't eat an eating Hamavil De Shvi Chazam that will bring to the spilling of the blood, Vizu Achilas Ben Sarimar. This refers to the gluttonous eating of the rebellious and wayward son. She'ein in there, because he doesn't get executed, Ela L'Achil Mocha Eretz Sha'achal, only because of the repulsive, repugnant eating that he ate. And like Hashem, like says the Pasuk in the Bum, that he was a glutton and a person that eats in a degrading way, which that what do these two terminologies mean? He eats meat with a ravenous appetite. And he's a glutton in the way he drinks wine. So that's don't eat, that's going to bring to the spilling of his blood. Now, achila zushu chayv alav, regarding this eating that he's liable for, there's many conditions relating to it. They're all a halacha from tradition, from Moshe from Sinai. That is, in a chayv skill, he's not going to be liable for the death penalty of being stoned. First of all, he has to steal from his father. And then he takes that money, then he buys cheap meat and cheap wine. Moreover, he has to eat and drink this out of his father's property. Bechabur with a group of people shakulim dekon b'chusin that are all low lives and degrading people. V'yoichla basin, I asked to eat the meat chay ve'in chay, raw but not raw, mavusha ve'in mavusha, cooked but not cooked. So it's like this halfway cooked. Kederch shaganov meichem, the way thieves usually eat because they're on the run, they don't have time. V'yishta yain mazig, he also drinks the wine that's diluted. Kederch shaganonim shaysim, the way these gluttons drink, which to have more of this wine. V'hu, and that is. That it should eat 50 dinarim worth of this meat b'melug ma'achas, one shot, meaning as if it's in one swallow, where he doesn't swallow the first piece when he's already putting the second piece into his mouth. And he has to drink a half a leg of this wine in one shot. But what happens if, let's say, he stole from his father, but he ate this eating in his father's property? Or he stole from other people, and he ate this repulsive eating, whether in his father's domain, whether not in his father's domain, he's going to be exempt. Because all these situations, we're not suspecting that it's going to continue, and we're not concerned, because the whole idea of the Ben Sayer murder, that he gets punished, is because of what's going to happen at the end. The Torah knows that he's going to end up depleting what he has from his father, and he's going to want to get his habit of his meat and his wine, and he's not going to find it. He's going to go out to the crossroads, he's going to steal from people, and he's going to ultimately kill them. So the Torah says, let him die innocent and not die guilty. So therefore, this situation where it's not going to be able to continue his habit, we're not going to incriminate him in such a situation. When he's stealing from his father, who is easily accessible, and then he goes and he eats out of his father's eyesight, not in his domain, and all these different things, then, and the type of eating that it will condition him, then we'll say that, okay, this is going to create a personality that's most definitely going to end up in a terrible place. And therefore, Ben Sarimar says, we execute him now. So to be steals from his father. And he eats this repulsive eating, which we describe its conditions in other domains. But it was an eating of a Sudas mitzvah. It was a mitzvah eating. Even a rabbinic mitzvah. Or a sinful eating. Even rabbinic sinning. Pot is going to be exempt. Because Shema says in the Pasuk, the parents say to the Bezdin, he doesn't listen to our voice. Which tells us that he's not violating with this eating, only on their voice, he's just not listening to them. This excludes this case, where he's violating the words of the Torah, with the biblical rabbinic. Or it's excluding shachol b'dvar mitzvah, if he's eating actually a mitzvah eating. How so? Let's say he's eating this repulsive eating, the way we described it, this gluttonous eating, with the terrible company that he has. But she'oichel mo midvar mitzvah is eating a sudas mitzvah with them, a meal of a mitzvah. Or she'oichel ma'isa shen b'Yerushalem, or they're eating the second tithe in Yerushalem, which is a mitzvah. Or he's even eating with those who console the mourners. She mitzvah mitzvah, which is rabbinic mitzvah. His apostasy is going to be exempt because it's not a it's something that it's in the performance of a mitzvah, and he's listening to the voice of his father in heaven, and therefore that would not be included in that of Ben Sarah Mar. So how is about this example? So too, is eating from an animal that was not properly slaughtered or had a mortal defect, or shkatzim and masim, or types of crawling creatures, bugs, which is the sinful part. Or even if it's by a public fast day, which only rabbinic sin to not fast, here's the part of the Mises again, he's exempt from death penalty because it's not just not listening to his parents, it's also not listening to Hashem. Halacha Gimel, ochel kol maichel, let's say he eats all types of foods. And he's gluttonous. But he's not eating the meat of an animal. He's not eating beef. Even if eating exactly all the conditions that we described it have cooked, but from chicken, from fowl, pot is going to be exempt. Now, but let's say he ate, the primary eating was from beef, from meat of an animal. But then he completed the 50 dinar which we said is a requisite from besar of oif, a fowl, then chayv is going to be liable. So to Shazakal Mashkib, he drinks all types of beverages. But like Shazakal Mashkib, he doesn't drink wine. Pata is going to be exempt. It has to be exactly the recipe that we described. Halacha Dalat. Ochel Basa Chai. Let's say he eats raw meat. But Shazakal Chai, and he drinks raw wine. Undiluted. Pata is going to be exempt. Shazakal Krihu, because this is what's called Mikra. It's just happenstance. It's temporal. Because a person can't really create such a habit about eating raw meat and raw undiluted wine. And Be'en Yod Mircholim Moshech. A person cannot continue in such a path, creating this addiction of this lifestyle. So to be eats salted meat on the third day of when it was salted, which it already all the taste went out from the salt, or he drinks wine straight from the wine press, which is still sweet and it's not really good like old wine, pati is exempt. Again, this cannot make these unhealthy habits leading to the ultimate demise of the his personality. Hence, he does not have the halacha of the ben sarim mar. Halacha hey, on the shakas of cotton, the pasuk does not punish a minor shleibolachal mitzvah that was not yet in the category of mitzvahs. V'cheinish, so to an adult, a man shagadol became an adult ready b'shoshas meis independent in an iskal. He also doesn't get stoned nishagana va'ochel b'shoshas achilus amacheres for stealing and eating and drinking this repulsive type of eating. So okay, so what's the category that's not an independent adult but not yet a minor? Mepeash mu'lamde, from tradition they learned she'ain din zed, this halacha ben sar mer is not only when he turns 13 years old, which already brought two pubic hairs, until the hair surrounds the entire male member. And once the hair already circles the entire male organ, he's ready to say in his own domain, but in this case, he wouldn't get stoned for these behaviors. Halach above. So it comes that all the days of a Ben Sarah Mar, the period, the window of opportunity of this Ben Sarah Mar, of killing him, is in him Elish Shlesh Chadashim. It's only 3 months. Me'acha Shibesh Teisaris. From after he brought two baby kids when he became Bar Mitzvah, for the next 3 months, that's it. Why 3 months? Because he could impregnate his wife after he brought two baby kids, that she could become pregnant. And the fetus is recognizable after the first trimester, after 3 months. Now, the Nemet says in the Pasuk, Hiyelish, when a man's going to have Ben Sarimar, a rebellious and wayward son. But of Sarimar, not someone who's a father that's rebellious and wayward. Which then already he could be a father because the pregnancy is already recognizable. That makes him already a father. And therefore, it's limited to 3 months. Halmat, it actually comes to teach you, Shem Hikavaseir, so that if the hair already surrounds, it's called again the whole male organ, before the completion of 3 months, Harizapata, he's going to be exempt. Because if we receive from tradition, like we said in the previous halacha, that he's not going to get skila when the hair already surrounds the entire male organ, obviously it means to say before 3 months, because after 3 months, anyway, he's not going to get skila, even when it doesn't surround the whole male organ, because then it's already av. Comes out that if it surrounds it with hair, that's even if it did not fill 3 months, but if it's already after 3 months, then even if it was not surrounded with hair, he would not become a ben sarimar. Halacha zayin, the different stages in this process, the first testimony and the later testimony. So kids have done the Ben Sarim Mar. How do we educate this court case of the wayward and rebellious son? So Mavin Nasi Avva Imay Tchila Bez Nesha Shlesha. First, his parents bring him in front of a court of three judges. And they say to them, B'neinu Zeh Sarim Mar, like the Pasuk says, our son is wayward and rebellious. Umavin Shnei Edim, and they bring two witnesses, Shagan Mishalav, that he stole from his father. V'kan Abbas Tzabiyan B'mashakan, and that he bought meat and wine with what he stole. V'ochel Oysa Achila Amura Achar Hasra, and then he ate that type of eating that we described, after he was warned, meaning his parents had warned him in front of other witnesses. That's the first set of witnesses. And for this, they give him lashes like all other those who are liable for lashes. Shlomo says in the pasuk, the Yisrael Eisei, which they afflict them, they pain them, which means lashes. And the pasuk continues, v'lo yishma lehem, and he doesn't listen to them. Now, the story continues. Okay. Then he goes back and he steals again from his father, and again he eats this type of eating. Now his parents bring him in front of the court of 23 judges. And they bring again two witnesses. And again they testify in him by that he stole and he ate this type of eating after he was already warned by his parents. And this is the later set of testimony. Even if it's the first set of witnesses, they're the later set of witnesses. That's okay. After they accept their testimony, they check him out. Maybe he already has that the pubic hair already surrounds his whole male organ. But if it did not surround it, and 3 months have not passed since he became bar mitzvah, since he became 13, then they conclude his verdict, like all those are going to be executed by the courts, and they stone him to death. Now, he's not stoned until you have the first three judges that were the ones that made him liable by the first testimony for lashes. Kishnema says in the puzzle, Zeh, this our son. What do you mean this? Zehu Shalaka Bifnechem, you know this guy. He's the one that got lashed in front of you. So as long as those three judges are there, then they could go ahead and execute him. Halochas, but v'machloi of v'imoi. But if his parents pardon him, Kaidim Shigamadin, before the verdict is handed down, then Potter, then he's going to be exempt from the death penalty. Halochatas continues with exemptions from the punishment. Baruch actually nigmadine. If let's say he fled, he became a fugitive before the verdict was handed down. The achkach hikafasem al mata. Then, by the time when he's on the run, the pubic hair surrounds his male organ. So Pat is going to be exempt because his body changed. It's as if he sinned now when he would be exempt. But v'mishenigmadine baruch. But if let's say he fled only after the verdict was already handed down, then afilah hiskan even became an old man. Anytime that he's going to be found, Yisakal, he's going to be stoned, because Shekomish and Nigmandina, anyone that the verdict was already handed down, and Yikhadik is already killed. Vein Ladam, it does not consider like his blood anymore, is already a dead man, and we don't care now that he already has Hikif Aseir. Halacha Yud, now, let's say his father wanted to go ahead with the prosecution. The Ima Eneretz, his mother did not want. Or Ima Eneretz, his mother wanted, but Ava Eneretz, his father does not want. Enanasi Ben Sarimar, he cannot become the Ben Sarimar. Kashnema says in the pasuk, the subsibah of Vimai that his father and his mother grab a hold of him and they take him to court, they both have to want it. Now, one of them was an amputee missing an arm, or lame, which is difficult to walk, or mute, or blind, or deaf, and as a ben sarimar cannot come the ben sarimar. Kashnema says in the pasuk, the subsibah, they have to grab a hold of him, which means not that they're missing an arm. Vaitsiyah said they take him out, which means not lame, because or else they can't walk and take him out. Vaman they say, not mute, who cannot talk. And they say, B'nai said, this our son, this means you're pointing, you're looking, you could see him, but they assume not if they're blind. And when they say, is not listening to our voice, obviously, is not that they're deaf, because when the son says, I don't want to listen, they can't really hear. So how do they know that he's not listening to their voice? Obviously, it sounds like that they could hear. It's a biblical decree, that the wayward and rebellious son gets stoned, but the daughter does not get this halacha, even if she does everything we described. She in darkug is not the norm of a girl to get drawn after eating and drinking ki'ish like a man. Shlomo says in the pasuk, ben sarimar, ben the son, v'lebas, not a daughter. And so to v'le tumtum adragnas, needed to include the tumtum who we have skin covering over, we can't tell the gender, and the dragon has both signs of gender, because they're both subik zachas have in the keba, and you don't punish out of doubt. Now, tumtum shenikra, let's say the tumtum who has a piece of skin covering over the genital area, that it tears the skin. And then you see that he's a male because there's a male organ underneath the skin. In an asa ben sarimar, he does not become the ben sarimar. Kishnema says in the pasuk, ki yil ish. When a man's going to have a ben, a son, sarimar, which is actually a ben mishas asra, has to be that it was a son from the moment that the parents had warned him. If the skin only tears later on, then he cannot become a ben sarimar. Halachit Gimel continues regarding the obligation of making an announcement and what happens with the money that goes from the ben sarimar. So ben sarimar tzarech achraza. The wayward and rebellious son needs to have an announcement. Ketzem achrizin lav. How do you make an announcement? So ketzem l'chol yisrael. You write to the whole Jewish people. Bevesn pleni in that court. So kalnu pleni. We stoned that person. They show you ben sarimar because he was the wayward and rebellious son. Halachit dalad. Ben sarimar harei kukol arugi bezn. He's like all those executed by the courts. Shemamaynim leader shame that their monies go to the inheritors. Although it's his father that caused him to be stoned, he, as the primary inheritor, is going to inherit his whole estate. And other than, we're not concerned that maybe the father just wanted his money and therefore he got him to be stoned. We don't have such a suspicion. And therefore, like all Harugi Bezin, the inheritor, which in this case the father, is going to get his money. We have concluded that Lachas of the rebellious ones would heavenly assistance.